Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 20 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles, and joining us today we have...
I am Josh. I play the Dragonborn Sorcerer, the Breathtaking Balthazar.
My name is Tristan, and I play as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm RC, and I'm playing Sato, the Assassin.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing Fenn, the Dragonborn Paladin.
We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th Edition engine in a steampunk homebrewed Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious fought with the Eyes of the Dragon in the Temple of Konbusuna Suryu. The Iron Chest pirates helped to distract the fleet of schooners, while the main steam cruiser continued on to the temple. Ariel had the bright idea of shutting down the lighthouse, causing the cruiser to overshoot and crash into the island, helping thin the numbers of the Eyes alive on the island. The captain of the boat managed to sneak past the defenders with the help of Silent Carson. A fight ensued with the Eyes that almost caused the death of Ariel, lots of tentacles, and Sato, lightning. Luckily, Ragrum turned out to be powerful enough to hold off the basic crew, while Vicious and Delicious dealt with the captain. In the end, they seemed to have stopped the Eyes of the Dragon and saved the skull from capture. Fenn, you had just, like, killed the last defender while standing on top of the skull of Konbusuna Suryu.
Mm-hmm.
And also, BTB, you had just kind of impressed Amelia a little bit,
yeah, girl,
during the fight. It is worth mentioning at this point that you do hear, like, people out beyond the wall still fighting, and you are occasionally, like, during the fight, you were occasionally hearing cannon shots off in the background. It's also still very dark here within the temple, so it's really only the light from BTB's torch that is illuminating this space for anyone without dark vision.
Are there any torches, like, placed on the walls in this room I could light?
There are sconces, but they look really old and decrepit. There isn't any material in them to really light. If you have some, like, tinder, you could probably put it in there.
Yeah, I do.
Swipe right.
Yeah, so do I.
Swipe right.
Just swipe your claws right across the stone, cause some sparks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll do that as much as I can.
I'm still feeling real bad, so I'm just going to go inspect the corpses. Namely, the one that had the trident.
I'm going to go find the guy with the Jack Sparrow hat, and I'm going to wear it.
All right, so Ariel goes over, finds the Jack Sparrow hat, like, puts it on. He's like, oh yes, this works very perfectly. You have this overwhelming urge to, like, gather dirt in a jar for whatever reason.
I am okay with this.
Your heart twinges a little bit. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, Sato, you... move over to the guy that had the trident, and I need to check something real quick. Okay. The guy doesn't seem to be bleeding out, but is still alive.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna be like, hey guys, this one's still alive, and I'm gonna be pointing actively at the one with the trident.
Mm-hmm. How?
Oh, shit.
And I'm just gonna, like, remove the weapon from anywhere within his vicinity.
Okay.
And, I mean, unless you guys have any ideas, it's best just kill him.
I still just want to cut the ropes that are on the, so, like, while they're doing that, I would like to cut the ropes on the skull.
I mean, while you're cutting the ropes on the skull, you're hearing on the other side, like, people being like, no, 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 and then just, and then, like, the sound stabbing through. I like that, I do really like that the change of you guys being like, all right, this dude's fucking crazy and we don't like him, to,
no,
all right,
I really
cool. I never liked him. It was more like I didn't, like, Fenn didn't have respect for him because she's like, he's fucking crazy. Like, he's not protecting the temple. But now that, like, she's seen it, she's like, mad respect, dude. Still batshit crazy.
He is still batshit crazy.
Yeah. But she has way more respect for him than she did.
I didn't like
him. But, like, he's totally nutty, but he had a rock throwing competition with me, so
you're okay with him?
Yeah.
Fair enough. So
I'm going to ask Amelia if she wants to go check that whole stitch out before he kills that guy.
I want to kill that guy. He tried to tentacle fuck me.
Before anyone kills that guy, I wondered if, you know, maybe she wants some answers or something.
I mean, she's
because
definitely
down. Because this
Jessica
can't do that.
She's definitely down for an interrogation.
I'm going to say, hold up, good fellows.
I'm still cutting the skull.
Go get you some, girl. I pat her on the ass.
Ropes. Yeah, you
well,
can,
you know what I mean.
Cut. You pat Amelia on the ass and, like, send her over to the guy.
Yeah.
She actually goes, wait, I need to grab something. And she goes back into her, like, little apartment, and she comes back out with manacles.
Okay.
and...
Ooh, is this fuck stuff?
I'm going to be like, baby, not now. You got to go investigate that dude.
And she looks at you, and she just, like, for a second, she looks a little bit offended, but then she raises her eyebrows a little bit and then looks up and winks at you.
Definitely fuck stuff.
I am in.
But then she goes and puts them on the trident guy.
The Cavalier.
T-boy.
Yeah, T-boy. Trident boy. Trident guy.
T-dog.
T-dog.
Three dog?
T-dog is good because he's in pain.
Are the four of you going to go out and see what's going on out there? Or are you just going to leave Ragrum to do Ragrum?
He
right
sounds
now?
Like he's doing
good. Yeah, he sounds like he's doing a pretty good job.
Mean,
so I mean,
in your little intro, you had mentioned that he was holding them off. It was more like he was massacring them, not holding them off.
Yeah.
I mean, when he came in, he definitely looks like he'd taken some hits.
Oh,
but...
then I would probably go outside.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
still definitely massacring them.
He looks like he's doing pretty well. I mean, they're pretty easy people to kill because they're not super skilled. There may be some others out there that are a little bit more skilled, but Ragrum is still actually pretty powerful for a person. But I mean, even really powerful people can't hold off an army by themselves.
Mm-hmm. So, you would.
Unless you're a mage.
Then you run out of spell slots, but that's a whole other problem. So, Fen, you are going to go outside and check on it?
Yeah.
Fen, going around the corner, you see that there are a lot of people that are, like, on the ground with, like, huge stab wounds in their stomachs or their chests, like, crawling around, like, oh, God. He doesn't look like he's been finishing anyone off.
Yeah,
he's
that's what
been,
I was
like,
going to say. I was like, I'm just going to finish off his kills.
Yeah, he's just
walk
been, like...
over, poke. Poke.
He's just been poke. Maiming people. But one thing that you do notice is... you can see Connor the Squint, like, still pinned against the wall with a sword, like, through his chest. And you also see Penelope, like, on the ground, and she has swords all around her clothing, like, pinning her into the rock that it obviously looks like have been taken off of bodies, because there are bodies around where they were. And you'll also notice that there are ropes hanging down right where Penelope and Connor were.
Haters!
You fucks. I'm leaving him there. I'm just finishing off his kills for now.
Just finishing off his kills?
Mm-hmm. But so, I'm like angrily like
if Connor's
muttering
just there,
to myself.
Completely stuck to the wall.
There are just like two people that Ragrum's currently fighting right now, and it looks like he's kind of starting to get tired and winded a little bit, but it looks like the last two. And Ragrum manages to like stab through one of them, and the other one gets a pretty good hit. Ragrum, like, kind of falls down to his ass and then puts his hand out and a guiding bolt comes from his hand and impacts into the guy who then falls backwards with that glow about him. And then Ragrum just kind of, like, takes his trident, starts to kind of stand himself up on it, gets himself to his feet, takes one step forward, and then just falls face first.
Oh, I'm gonna run over and give him some lay on hands.
Give him some lay on hands. Yeah. So you get over and you give him lay on hands. You see that he's actually covered in cuts and puncture wounds.
Jesus, dude.
And it's right about this point that all of the like the magical armor that he had around him and the trident that he was holding himself up on all just dissipates. And he's just back to like the crazy old dude in his like his ragged
robes. Is he face first in the ground cutting himself?
just in the ground just...
Well, I want to roll him over and be like, it was an honor fighting with you, and give him some lay on hands.
Give him lay on hands?
Yeah.
He's just like
in the
laying
form of
there.
A
kiss. How did it end up like this?
It was only a kiss.
Now
he's falling asleep.
Yeah.
And he's bleeding out.
I just gave him lay on hands.
Well, he's just having a smoke and he's taking a drag.
All right, we're done. You went too far.
So.
That ship has sailed. Okay.
Actually,
well,
technically
it burned right there.
It burned, yeah. It's in the side of the... Anyway.
So he's just kind of laying there, breathing shallowly. And at this point, Fen, you then hear a voice like from the ship above where all the fire is, kind of at like... a like the navigation cabin almost. You've never really been on one of these ships, but just so you kind of know, the navigation cabin, there's a voice that like comes out from it. It's like, help, we're trapped, please. Oh, spirits, please.
I'm gonna investigate it.
You're gonna investigate it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to make sure that Ragrum is like okay and like he's not gonna like bleed out or anything.
He isn't going to bleed out, but I mean, he'll definitely need some time.
Yeah. Okay.
At this point.
But, you know, he's good for now. So, yeah, for now. Yeah, I'll go investigate it.
Looking at the ship, you can see that the fire has engulfed all of the base of this, like, metal ship. And the smoke that's pouring out of it is just this thick black coal smoke. And the smoke is actually almost... It would be choking if you weren't a red dragonborn, or not a red, a gold dragonborn. Really, you can see that there are 5 or 6 people trapped in that cabin up there with flames all around. And it looks like a piece of the bottom hull had pierced up through and made the door stuck. So they don't have a way to get out of that cabin anymore.
Can I find a way to get them out? Wait, what do they look like?
I mean, they look... Yeah. They're wearing Eyes of the Dragon uniform, but, I mean, they're begging for help at this point.
Yeah, but do they look... Are they wearing armor? Does it look like they were, like, fighting people?
Or... No, they look like they're, like, sailors.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna try to get them out. I don't know,
Which, to be fair, most of the people Ragrum was massacring were, like, these kinds of people. But...
Good.
These people.
I would not say these fucks.
What happened to you went with the wrong company?
Well, I'm not gonna let them burn in there.
It's easier. Then you don't have to kill them.
Yeah, but I don't want them to, like, die slowly.
Is BTB, like, walking out being like, ah, don't save those people?
I mean, I would, yeah.
I don't want them to die slowly. I'd rather just get it over with.
It's not a humane way for them to die.
No.
Immolation is really painful. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, so I'll try to get them out.
Try and get them out? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need you to make an athletics check to try and climb up within the fire.
12?
Mm-hmm. All right. So as you're climbing up, you are taking some fire damage just because you're not finding the best path or you're not capable of taking the best path. So you take 6 fire damage, reduced to 3, and you manage to get yourself, like, up onto that deck. It's really, really freaking hot. You can see that there is some fire going on inside the cabin. Smoke is pooling at the top, that thick black coal smoke. And the door is definitely jammed in a way that you're not going to be able to force that open.
Okay.
At this point, there's glass all around it. You could
potentially... That's what I was going to ask, if there was any way that I can, like... break into it without using the door, but
you could break the glass.
Wait, where is this? Is there smoke coming
inside of the thing?
No, but is there any other vent
up top?
Yeah,
actually, roll investigation. Okay. See if you can spot it, because
shit. 14.
Wait. You do spot that there seems to be some smoke escaping from the very top. It's hard to see with all the other smoke, but yes, you see it.
Okay, so it's not going to completely blow out. Yeah, I want to use my shield to, like, shatter the glass, but I want to be on one side of it and then, like, shield.
And use the shield to shatter it? Roll strength check.
Okay.
Hit it real hard.
10.
So you hit and your shield just kind of, like, bounces off the glass. Like, okay, that's some strong glass.
Okay.
Which is fair.
Can I use the butt of the glaive?
The butt of the glaive? Sure, that's
maybe
actually
some
pointed.
Two-hand action.
That's pointed, so I'll give you a we'll give you advantage.
Okay. Oh, sweet. Nice. Natural 20.
She needed it. She rolled a
4. Yeah, I rolled a 4.
All right. So, you take the, like, pointed base of the glaive and you jam it against the glass, which just shatters, but because the vent on the top isn't open, all that oxygen goes out.
Yep.
And by the time that moment ends, you see them all, like, on the ground screaming, rolling around in fire, because that whole cabin just immolated.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. Is there any way... Yeah. Can I just...
Sorry.
Basically get in and finish them off?
I mean, with your glaive, you could probably just, like, poke them through the window, honestly.
Just,
I'll, like,
do that.
Through it, just, like... Like, it's like a claw machine just trying to, like, get it over and then just
you see a
bring the
horrified BTB from the ground, like, fuck, dude, that's way worse.
Nah.
This is not a humane way for them to die.
At least they're not suffocating.
Stab. They kind of are at the same time, probably.
Yeah, but
because
at least...
consumed with fire, they can't breathe.
Literally all the oxygen in the air, they just caught fire.
It's so fucked up. But I'm also kind of into it.
Oh, are you into asphyxiation now?
It's just good to see them get theirs, that's all.
Well, I mean, they're still going to die. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah, but...
You might as well just jump ship, because there's no way for them to survive.
You're worried about
now.
Them dying, like, horribly, and you made it much worse, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll get off.
I'll be quite a bit faster, but...
All right, so you guys hop, or Fen, rather, hops off of the burning cruiser, and you guys can see that it looks like the iron chests are... Their fight is not going well out in the ocean.
We don't have a boat.
Yeah, we can do shit about it.
We can't do anything.
I mean, we could probably commandeer a schooner if there was one nearby, but... You know,
there is a rowboat. There is a rowboat.
That's like...
Ever I Jack Sparrow the island, I am going to rowboat over there.
You will not find me on that rowboat.
Just so I can be the captain.
How much health do you have right now, sir?
I have 2 HP.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can just chill and let it happen. I mean, it's really up to you. You guys do what you want to.
I mean, they don't.
It's not one. It's just what we can do.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what else are we going to do to a bunch of other ships?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Not to mention that there is a very good chance that since we're flying... I'm assuming the color of the boat is Eyes of the Dragon color, unless it's just a basic bitch boat.
The rowboat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's, well, it's like a lifeboat, so.
Oh.
It's one of the lifeboats from the cruiser.
I say we leave all the, well, I can't really say. I'm going to go inside and tell everybody about this. And, I say we leave everything because then it implies that maybe, like, they won the fight, sort of. Well, no, I guess there's a bunch of bodies outside. It's fine. If they board us, we can just kill them. So, it's cool.
So, I mean, when you go inside, also, the interrogation is going in full swing with Amelia interrogating the trident guy.
I want to cure wounds, Sato.
Okay.
I was just kind of propping myself up with the trident, like, oh, God.
10.
All right, so Fen heals Sato for 10. She is actively doing an interrogation. And who was inside?
And
I was the only one who wasn't.
Yeah, it's everybody else.
Well, I watched you up there, and then I went back inside like, oh, jeez.
Oh, okay.
He saw the explosion, then went back in.
Is anybody continuously listening to the interrogation or participating?
That's my girl.
I'm within 10 feet of the conversation. I'm just kind of, again, holding myself up with the trident.
I am busy looting all the other bodies, but in a very Jack Sparrow way, trying to find anything that's pirate clothing.
Like pirate clothing?
Yeah, like a pirate coat or
a pirate
sash.
Like, you're looking for like the puffy shirt and the like captain's duster and the really tight leather pants.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to get dreads or the little things in your hair too?
Puka shells.
Yay!
Puka shells and his like emo haircut.
Choice F.
For those of you who are listening intently, you also finally see how interrogations are supposed to work, because most of what she's doing is actually just, like, talking to him and trying to persuade information out of this trident guy, which you learned the name of the trident guy is actually Salt.
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 Boy.
Is his brother's name Pepper?
Their cousin, yes. Cayenne.
Walk up. Let's talk about sex.
So, as she is interrogating Salt, a name keeps coming up. Kotsu, Kotsu, Kotsu. Like, asking about what part of the organization is, why they're attacking temples, and the name keeps coming up, Kotsu. Kotsu,
from him or from Kotsu. Her?
How
from
do you
him.
Spell that?
Kotsu. It seems like this Kotsu character was one of the original leaders of the Eyes of the Dragon, but recently there was a falling out among the leadership. And now, sort of to spite Kotsu, but also to go forward with the plan that they had been working towards, they are going much faster trying to finish up with the ritual that they're going through. After getting that information out, Salt is being much less forthcoming with information. And so she then begins by like stopping, and then she actually tries something nice. She gets a little bit of fresh water for him. She tries to have a little bit of the
good cop.
A little bit of the good cop, exactly.
I should just bust in and punch him.
I mean, you guys are all welcome to participate in the interrogation if you
don't I'm still looking for pirate clothes.
I'm not trying to undo the things that I've done that are good. And I don't know how to, like, last time I tried to interrogate someone, I burned them in half. So
this is true.
I'm going to hang back.
I'm mommying Sato, so.
At this point, he's not being forthcoming with information at all. She says to Salt, "Where would you go if you failed here?" And he replies, "Budonoki." BTB, you recognize that name.
Right, of course. But they didn't go there, so I'm not super worried. But I will be thinking to probably tell everyone that that's where we should go.
Well, literally what they just said is, like, that would be the next place that the after Eyes of the Dragon would go if they failed here.
So they're gonna. That's troubling.
Yeah. So, BTB looks visibly uncomfortable, I'd assume.
Yes.
Hearing that name. And then, Sato Ariel, you could see that BTB gets uncomfortable with the mention of Budonoki.
I don't care.
Fair enough. You're
still searching.
Still searching for your pirate clothes. You know what? I'll say, there are enough dead people here. You probably can find a full pirate outfit that would fit somewhat.
Yes. What is Fen doing?
It's bloodstained. I'm mommy.
I'm fine with that.
I'm going to walk over to you, just kind of like slowly sidle over there.
What's up, bud? You all right?
Hey, yeah. Can we go?
Like, right this very second?
I mean, whenever.
I mean, yeah. I kind of wanted to see what happened with the rest of the Eyes of the Dragon just to make sure they don't get over here.
Okay, well, I know where they're going to go, so we should go there.
Oh. Well, I mean, do you want to make sure that this place is on lockdown first?
It's kind of pretty locked.
Okay.
Sala's gonna insight BTB.
You guys just hear, like, in the background, it's just like, "Oh, these pants are perfect," from Ariel.
The moment I find all the jewelry and clothes I need, I'm going to disappear and change into my outfit.
Okay.
I'm just gonna show up right behind all of them.
We'll get there in a second. Okay. So you're off changing.
Yeah.
He rolled an 8 versus my 15.
Insight
to hide. Okay. About.
Yeah. So you can tell that there's something going on here. Enough that you could press him.
BTB, what's going on?
I know people there.
Who's people?
People that I know.
Yeah, people that you know, but you generally don't care about many people aside from your troops.
Yeah,
so
that kind of concerns me.
Yeah. Okay. It concerns me too, which is why I want to go.
That's fair. I'd like to make sure that the place is on lock.
Okay,
like,
I'll stay with him and you can go make sure that, so then we can leave.
Okay. That's fair.
Maybe get Pirate Boy.
Yeah, and at that moment, Ariel, like, walks out, and he's in this full outfit that, like, definitely looks like it was just stolen off the bodies of all the people you've just been fighting.
Does it fit?
It's not perfect.
Frankenstein.
That's incredible. How many bloodstains?
Some of it's a little bit too baggy, some of it's a little bit too light. The shirt has a giant, like, 3-pronged bloodstain in the center of it.
Yes! Speaking of, I would like that trident.
He has it.
Says Sato, holding the trident.
I've already tied it to my back, yeah. I've been like holding myself up with it until you came and healed me.
Oh.
You have a halberd, you're fine.
Yeah.
So are you gonna go away?
Yeah.
Dealing with one less of you asking me questions would be great.
Oh, I didn't. I know, like, obviously something that you care about's there, but sure. I'm just trying to get you there, basically. So yes. Yeah, I guess, like, so the thing is going well. I want to do, like, one more sweep to make sure, like, all the bodies are dead. Okay. And kind of, like...
They're dead, trust me.
I'd like to make a sweep.
I'm posing, you know, making sure they know that I'm wearing the
pirate outfit.
I'm going to read the surface thoughts coming from Ariel. What is Ariel thinking right now?
Not BTB?
It's fuck yes, I'm a fucking pirate now, and just the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song. Just scream.
You're not going to try to resist it at all?
No, fuck no. I don't care.
You're going to hear a snort from the song.
Copyright!
It was less than 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's fine. Also, it was really poorly done, so.
In my mouth.
It was a cappella.
Again, you're just going to hear a snort from Sada.
So, Fen, you move around, you find that pretty much everyone is dead, except for Penelope and Ragrum.
Well, I don't want Ragrim to be dead, so
the
that's
cool. The other person that's pinned to the wall is dead?
Yeah, Connor's dead.
Connor's dead.
Okay.
But didn't you say he was pinned to the wall through the chest by a sword?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, so...
So not only was he stabbed through the chest, but he was stabbed hard enough to pin him to a stone wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm basically just like... No, like, she doesn't get any prayers, because that's something that I would do for, like, somebody who actually did shit. She could be, like, fucking traitor. Like, killer, basically.
Okay.
But, like,
you're just gonna cut her throat.
Yeah.
All right.
Get it over with. Oh, and then shit. I want to make sure Ragrim can, like, get up and into the temple.
He needs your help to actually get up at this point.
And,
you notice at this point that his peg leg is, like, broken in half.
Oh.
And...
I don't have mending!
And here's the thing, though, as you're, like, walking further, you, as you're, like, looking at the bodies, like, trying to make sure no one's breathing, you see one of them has the peg leg, like, half broken off in its windpipe.
That's incredible!
Brutal.
So.
I'd love to see a karate kick with a peg leg. That breaks it.
This dude metal is fuck.
Yeah.
And then, like, as we're walking away, how do the pirates look dealing with the other Eyes of the Dragon in the distance?
Looks like their boat's on fire.
Oh, good.
It looks like another one of the other boats is on fire as well, but there are still, like, four fighting the one pirate boat on fire. Shit. Their cannonballs are still going off, but it isn't looking great for them. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they're not really your responsibility, so...
Well, the Eyes of the Dragon are, but not the pirates.
But pirates are also pirates.
Arya wants to sail a damn ship in his new outfit.
Finn doesn't give a flying fuck.
It could be the George Washington on the rowboat.
That's fine by me.
Yeah, and how does the rowboat look?
Lifeboat?
The lifeboat, basically, like, it, when everything crashed, it fell onto the land. There are, like, a couple bodies, like, laying on it. And, like, once you pull them off, you would then have to flip the boat over and, like, carry it to the water to get it to go.
Okay.
But it looks like the hull's fine. It can hold up to 6 people.
Okay, we're good. So yeah, I'm going to help Ragrim inside and make sure everything is going well. And then basically just going to shepherd everybody into the rowboat.
As soon as Fenn comes back inside, it seems that Amelia has come to the end of her interrogation. And just straight up executes Salt.
My girl. I like her.
Yeah, as soon as she's done with that, she wipes her blade off on... Salt then pulls out a very fine cloth and wipes her blade again.
Yeah.
Sheathes it, walks over to BTB, grabs his chest and is like, you're coming with me.
Ooh,
Where are we going?
She's like pulls you back towards the door.
I must leave soon. So I'm somewhat protesting.
Like, really half-hearted?
Kind of, because I don't want to get stabbed. Like, I don't know where this is going. Like, she might be getting a little too anxious, even for me.
So, yeah, she pulls you back, like, into her little apartment that's down there that, like, has the two dead guys in it and everything else like that. She takes the little coffee table that, like, one of them flipped over and died on. She, like, sets it up, takes you and sits you down on it, and it's like, this is happening, and then closes her door.
I say, okay, one second then. I lay down on the floor, put the coffee table on my chest. And I tell her to grab the legs.
She grabs those legs, and we'll cut to black there.
No, she grabs the legs and goes, what the fuck is this? And then cut to back.
All right, fine. She grabs the legs of the coffee table. What do you want me to do with this? This is like, oh, baby.
Open the world of possibility.
So,
I'm immediately going to shut the helmet off.
Can't find the button. You're like, fuck!
You're like, I don't need this right now.
You're just like, turn it off. And like, right at the moment where BTB is like getting something good, it's like, oh, that crush. There's that little bit of Sada that's like, oh, that crush. And then finally turns it off.
Oh, fuck.
So good.
Literally.
It's good.
She finally got to kill pirates again. She got in the spirit for a lot of things all of a sudden.
Well, let's have a 30-minute fuck scene. Let's do it, Charlie. Me and you.
30-minute fuck scene? All right, let's do it. So let's she grabs...
See who can cyber the best. Descriptive fucking.
How about nah?
I don't know. I kind of want to...
two men descriptive fucking.
I don't know. That'd be kind of fucking funny.
While flaccid. I hope.
No, somebody gets a half job in there. You know. You I know mean, someone gets a half job.
There's enough in the room. Somebody gonna get some.
Somebody's gonna get some.
If I'm good enough.
Roll Which that performance so check.
Alright, so you guys have like roll a d20 BTB.
17.
You guys got like 35 minutes to kill.
Oh my god.
I mean, town's not gonna fall in 35 minutes, is what I'll consider. Like, the first time I feel good, I'm like, oh, okay. This'll be fine.
Everything's okay now. So, yeah, you guys can get the lifeboat, like, good to go and all that.
Did Salt have any other useful stuff on him?
Not really. He had the trident. He had some spell components. That's about it.
I'll take the spell components.
Oh, he also did have a signet ring.
I'll take it. I want a fancy ring. I'm going to put it on.
Sada?
Cursed.
By the way, can I just say, the spell components, are you just, like, picking up, like, fucking kelp and shit?
Yeah, exactly. That's like, basically what you're
like,
doing.
It's, like, just, like, dead hermit crabs, and you're like, I'll leave these for later.
Actually, no, legitimately, it is things like, the spell components that they have are things like hermit crabs. It's pieces of tentacle, so just, like, some calamari pieces.
So just some loose octopus in your pockets.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get them puss pockets.
But the thing is with those little tentacles, now I can, like...
I'm also in a puss pocket currently. Twinsies.
So.
Puss pocket! Are you kidding? Oh. Oh my god.
And then...
Anyway.
It's fucking funny.
So, yeah, there isn't really a lot on this guy except for that ring. And I want you to just roll a general intelligence check.
That was Tosado.
Tosado.
That is a 14.
A 14. All right. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You dumb.
Fuck!
Just don't worry about it. It's fine. All right, so are you guys going to take the lifeboat? Are you going to set up the lifeboat? What is it that you are going to do?
Ariel, for sure, is going to try to find any jewelry he can that looks like piratey, and I'm going to put it on. Even if it's like the boy Jack Sparrow has, the little beads in his hair.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to get fucking puka shells in your hair, too.
If I see like a headband, I'll just tie it around, you know.
Oh, yeah, you got the full pirate outfit you want from all these dead guys.
Yeah, you look unshowered. That's the pirate look.
Correct. I am totally okay. Brah. You look unshowered. It's so cool. And don't worry about it, man.
In the meantime, I'm going to practice my pirate voice when no one's looking.
All right. So
we don't have to look to be able to hear you.
Yeah, no one's looking. He turns around and he's just like, so, Brah, this is like totally the... All the pirates you've ever met speak with that voice, so that's what you think pirates sound like.
That's what you think pirates sound like.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
It's canon, yeah. Literally.
So, are you guys getting the lifeboat ready? What is it you're doing?
Yeah, I wanted to get the lifeboat ready and, bodies away from it. But also, I'm still keeping an eye on the pirates and the Eyes of the Dragon having their little sea battle.
Looking at it, let me just make some rolls. We'll see how things are progressing with that sea battle over the next 30 minutes. Okay. So, the iron chests managed to take out one more schooner from the Eyes of the Dragon before you see a massive explosion in their ship and it just really quickly breaks in half and sinks.
Wait, from the pirate's ship?
The Iron Chest ship splits in half and sinks.
So not good.
Oh, so there's like two ships left?
There are two ships left out there. And
are they coming towards us?
Doesn't seem like they are.
Cool.
I mean, I take off my tricorn hat. Schooners,
they're not
them.
Entirely...
Put it back on.
Like, they're not terribly large.
Yeah.
No, but...
Schooners,
the skull is
schooners
still here,
hold,
and
Radrum
is still kind of, not.
A large schooner is going to hold, 20 people. The other schooners, I will say, they're damaged. They're just not sunk. Like, they won.
Still concerned.
Plus, the light's still off on the island, so they won't.
Oh, well, they won't be able to get over here anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just, when they're
and
done.
And it's definitely not turning on for at least another 35
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Uh-huh. When they're done...
So,
don't.
On top of the fact that it's not exactly inviting, because the only thing that they can see for a landmarker is the gigantic ship that is currently on fire.
That's
still.
True.
Yeah.
The smoldering remains of their, I would assume, their flagship.
So if anything, they'll just say, let's not go near that.
Hopefully.
Isn't that also in the opposite direction of land?
Correct.
Yeah.
So BTB finally comes out, and
I'm gonna roll a fuck check first.
Oh my god.
You already rolled your performance check.
No, I didn't.
That was what the 17 was.
I thought that was how time went by.
That's all. I mean, part of your time is
your time. Yeah, I don't know how good of a lover I am, Charles.
So BTB finally comes out.
With a 21 fuck check.
With a 21 fuck check. Alright, so that 21 fuck check. Here, I'll be nice. I'll see. She got like a 12. It's been a while.
Well, that was how she did.
That's how she did.
I was great. The best she's ever had. For me, I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, but nobody knows you better than you, BTB.
That's true.
And you can finish yourself
this,
off.
This was the first time she'd encountered Vents, so.
That's true.
True to most people.
Okay, so I saunter out. I'm looking less worried, but we still need to go.
So when you do saunter out, you notice that a lifeboat has been set up, and like looking out, you can see that there are only two ships on the horizon anymore from the lights that you can see.
I just stroll to the lifeboat and have a seat.
Is it like a rowboat?
I don't know. I ain't rowing.
It is a rowboat. Fen, as
I'm gonna have to row.
As you go, Ragrum like kind of half limps his way out since his peg is like half of a peg right now.
Bud.
He limps his way out, and he goes over to Fen.
He would be dipping so low.
He is dipping really low.
Oh, buddy.
It's hilarious. Aww.
And he just goes, like, gumming himself, and just, like, holds a stone out to you.
I take it. And then I, like, mime throwing it.
No, this stone looks like it's valuable.
Oh, okay, never mind. I wouldn't do that then.
Yeah, and then he just like, see the thing on your necklace. Should help. He pointed at the phylactery that you have.
Really?
Wait a minute.
That was so high-pitched. I'm so sorry. Wait, for real? Wait, what?
He gave you a gem.
Is that one of the spell components?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Oh, shit.
He gives you the gem, which is... It's basically like a giant pearl of rock salt is the gem that he gives you. And he hands that to you, just should help.
Fen is gonna hug him.
He just, like, he's not happy with this. Once you let go of him, he just like brushes off the hug and then gives you one really hard pat on the shoulder. And then like begins to turn to go.
So care to share what you guys just looked up?
The resurrection.
Just making sure what the components for the resurrection spell were, and it's a verbal, somatic, and a material component, and the material component is a gem worth 1,000 GP.
Right.
Which is consumed on the spell's cast.
Right.
I'm gonna lean over to Fen and be like, don't smoke that, I've seen people smoke that. That's right. You're gonna eat someone's face.
So, you guys get back over to the lifeboat.
Thank you!
Begin to row, and he just like kind of puts a hand out and waves to you.
I'm going to quickly get his attention, just like pick up a small rock and just chuck it in the water behind me and just give him a thumbs up.
At which point he'll take a big ass rock and he'll chuck it at you. and he gets a 13
no.
for chucking, so it just goes plunk and like hits the side of the boat next to where you are and then plumps into the water.
Is my girl outside when we're, like, rowing away? Because I will be seated facing the island.
She kind of, like, limps herself out.
I will be twiddling a handkerchief.
Just walking that side to side.
With my legs crossed.
And she at that point just gives the, like, Justicar salute. That's it.
Oh, honey.
I'm at the front of the boat, Jack Sparrowing it.
Jack Sparrowing it. Fair enough. And then Fen...
And I'm rowing.
Is just the one doing the rowing.
God, it doesn't just sink until you walk onto a fucking dock.
After about 10 minutes of rowing for Fen, which, God, it is so ridiculously difficult after the first 5. So after like 10 minutes of rowing for Fen, you guys beach the boat. As soon as you do, you notice that there are actually most of the carnival... Like, on the beach, they're just, like, kind of watching.
Aww.
And you get out, and Steven, like, immediately runs towards where you guys beach the boat. Okay, you're alive. Okay.
I give him a little, like, arm around the neck, and I clap. Let's go, everyone.
Sato very quickly scrambles out of the boat and then just pukes into the ocean.
Yeah. Once you do that, let's go, everyone. Like, they start, they like nod and they begin to turn
back it up.
Get ready to go. Hamilton walks over to you, like puts a hand on your shoulder. You okay, boss?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
Everybody apparently needs to go see some people in a different place, like ASAP.
All right. Where are we going, boss?
I'll tell you in a minute.
So, spill it, BTB.
We're going back to the cart, just be me and him.
All right.
I'm going to trail real close behind him so I can hear any conversations going on.
It's worth mentioning, especially now that Budonoki has come up. You remember what's buried here.
Yeah. That's on the way out. It's fine.
It is on the way out. Just might be worth mentioning that BTB, you definitely remember at this point.
Yeah.
So the party begins to...
Still not knowing this, I'm just going to keep tracking BTB.
So you guys walk back to the carts and that whole area. And as everyone is packing up, a train is pulling up to the station. And you guys begin to hear the, like, the whir in the distance.
Hey. There's like, there's like the a nerd coming with a camera next to it, like, yeah! Have you ever seen that YouTube show?
Yes. Then you start so to hear good. The, you start to hear like the ding, ding, like someone like obviously heard that and like scrambled over and they're starting to ring the bell, like, clear the tracks, clear the tracks.
I'm just, Sato's gonna let out a humongous groan. I'm like, great, not this again.
So the train begins to pull up, and once it gets there, this guy hops off of it, and this train
guy.
Well, once it pulls up fully to the station, since you guys were stabled next to the station, it pulls up and it's just one train car and one like locomotive engine, and on the front of it, it has the symbol of Zugai Kotsu, which, you know, the daimyo that has sent you on everything.
Ep 1
Back to Ep 1.
Throwback.
That dude that didn't fucking pay me.
So when you guys see it happen, and then it comes to a stop at the end of the station, this one guy gets out and kind of like limps forward towards all of you and pulls out a like little letter and goes, "Are y'all vicious and delicious?"
Present. I just kind of press my eyebrows together and yeah.
Present.
That's what I said. Present.
He timidly like holds a letter out to you guys.
I'll grab it.
All right, Fen grabs it, and he just like he kind of moves back and gets himself about like 7-8 feet away from the group of you, and has a hand on his dagger, just kind of staring at BTB.
What? I'm giving him a quizzed look back. Like,
I'm gonna turn the helmet on, resurface.
I'm starting to think that something you're about to read thoughts. Is gonna make us want to kill this dude.
He's very like timid with BTB, just. Really timid.
Huh.
That's what you have. You have, like, fright of BTB.
Hey, buddy, don't worry. Your nuts are safe.
You hear, like, thoughts of laughter and then still timidness.
Aww. I'm gonna open the letter.
So, opening the letter.
Yeah.
Vicious and delicious. I still hate the name, but you chose it. I understand. I understand that you have failed multiple times to stop the bones and sackings of things. So,
sacking.
In order to help speed along your travels from port to port, temple to temple, I am providing you with this train.
Yes!
Upgrade it as you wish. Consider it a piece of payment for saving and cleansing Yogan.
Only payment.
Is there any gold in the pouch?
There is none.
I was just joking.
And it says, Bryant will be your engineer.
I'm
gonna step close to him.
So that's Bryant will be?
Yeah. Bryant will be your engineer. And then it's simply signed, Daimyo Zugai Kotsu.
Fancy.
Oh.
Nice.
As the, like, you look at the train and it's really just, it has, like, a storage box car, a, like, passenger car, and the locomotive engine. That's it.
What can I do to put my whole group of homies on there?
it's going to be tight. Well, some of them might have to sleep in the boxcar. The wagons can fit in the boxcar part of it. Like, that's a storage cart.
Okay.
And
I just want to make sure I'm not leaving my homies behind by getting on this train.
Can any, he said engineer. I assume, like, also navigator or something like that.
I mean, tracks go one way.
Yeah, I know how to navigate around to where you need to go.
Okay.
He's like, backing away from BTB still.
I'm walking towards him.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm inside checking that.
And I already know he's not fine with that.
That's a four.
Do you want to push it deeper?
Sure.
All right, let me make a save.
No, deeper! Oh, did we already establish the base for...
Hold on a second.
Okay.
There's just a quick flashback. You see through a gas mask the, like, unladen hellscape of Yogan. And then you see, like, an arrow fly towards BTB, and then you just hear, BAIT!
Oh my god!
And then, like, sprint behind one of the buildings.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm getting closer. I'm like,
you
hey buddy, what's
should
up?
Not tell me that.
You're the only
you
one
that
knows
tell
this.
Me that.
Sato.
Don't tell me that.
I'm just gonna go up to him and be like, "Oh my god, you're that guy," and then I'm gonna walk onto the
and
train.
And then he's just, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
What guy?
I'm
turns,
gonna get on the train. I'm just
he
gonna
turns
go, from inside the train.
He just turns. He gets on the engine, and. Like, he closes his little...
I have no memory. I rolled a history check.
Yeah, I was about to say, I kind of want to do that too, because Ben is going to kill him. Like...
Well, I was just trying to think, like, what is he talking about? And I'm like, it sounds familiar, but I have nothing.
Yeah, you,
it
could,
wasn't
you can roll a history check, Ben, if you want to.
14.
A 14?
Yeah.
Let me just...
Okay.
You don't beat the DC for it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, try.
You can definitely try.
It like it tickles.
Yeah,
like,
it tickles, but
no.
You're like, eh.
12.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do
so
I
you...
want to?
Yes, I do. Oh, yes.
Oh my god, you want it?
I want to know.
I need to know. Damn it!
No. No.
What?
All right, so Sato, you are the only one that knows from this.
Good.
So
I'll also quickly like tell him that it's a good secret. It's mine and yours.
He just gives you like a half. Like, a really forced half-smile. Like, yeah.
I'm just gonna give him, like, the most uncomfortable stare and smile I can give him.
It's like a third-grade picture day kind of smile.
Incredible description, first of all.
Oh, I can use this.
Ariel, Uncommon isn't with the group and everyone else. She's still at the Blend Inn.
Okay.
We gotta go!
Leave her.
Oh no!
Leave
We're gonna
her.
Go right now!
Can I go up to the room real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go back. You walk in, and it's just, hello, elf.
Yeah, whatever. So I
yes!
go upstairs.
I forgot.
I love you.
Just whatever. You go upstairs. Are you going to knock on the door? Or you just going to go in?
Do you
have
a
key?
Key?
Yeah, you have a key.
Yeah, I'm just going to open the door.
It's
then.
Your
so
room.
Yeah.
You
yes.
go in.
Did you have separate bedrooms?
She's just over, like, she's writing a letter right now. And yeah, she, like, she sees you walk in, she goes, oh, you're back. Okay. She like takes a deep breath.
No comment.
Okay.
Notice he's busy.
No, hold on. Hold on. We're not there yet. She goes, takes a deep breath, goes, okay.
She's about to leave you, dog.
What are you wearing?
Boy.
Surprise.
Surprise, I'm gorgeous.
New stuff for the bed.
I'm the pretty boy you always knew I was.
You say that, you see her visibly cringe. She like visibly cringes. She's like, ugh.
No, anyway, so
why don't you go back to my sweet nature boy and take off that ugly pirate
no.
bloody outfit, please.
She don't like you who you are.
I just say, yeah, fair enough. We'll do it on the train.
What?
Oh yeah, we got a train. So come on, bag your things.
What?
We're leaving.
Okay.
Leaving
she
like 10 minutes.
She takes maybe. Her letter. She puts it in her bag. She like grabs her suitcase and like her dirty clothes and throws them into the bag. And like it's like okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
She goes down.
Let's go.
She goes down. They meet back with you guys at the train. Yes, BTB.
Nothing. I was just like, oh god, I was hoping you would forget her.
Same TBH.
Oh, gee, thanks, guys.
That's your face?
Well, maybe that's face. I wouldn't say anything.
I might.
I wouldn't.
So, the party is going to load themselves onto the train and begin heading out.
I'm going to go up to the engineer car where he's driving.
Right.
You poke my head in and be like, hey.
Hey.
Stare at him for a second, like, fucking know you from somewhere. Anyway, right before we go out of town, you know where the little mail drop is? Can you stop there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
Somewhere. I'll remember.
As you begin to pull forward. By the way, here's part of the reason why you guys probably aren't, like, remembering him. You never saw what his face looked like. Sure. You only heard the voice. So it's like,
well, no, he said bait.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait, what? Yeah, that's what but I didn't ever see him.
Right.
So.
The only part that you guys know is the voice. That's the only part you would recognize, except for that.
Just Sada remembers.
Bait. Yeah, Sada remembers. So.
Sada no.
The party.
No, he's fine. He's going to stay our engineer. But...
Bush, yeah, they stop.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Or Brent stops it, and you guys can drop the letters. And Uncommon will drop her letter. And then, are you dropping a letter as well, BTB?
No, I got nothing to drop. I'm just getting off for Hotman.
I would.
Where are you going? Getting off the train?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to follow him.
Where are you I'm
going
to practice my pirate walk.
I'll be right back. And if you try to
Uncommon is literally just sitting there watching you do this pirate walk, like, why the fuck did I go? Like, that's the inner monologue.
Just, I had everything.
Why did I
see the look, and I look at her, and I just go, you know damn well I always wanted to be a sailor. And I just continue walking.
She looks exasperated. All right, so, BTB.
So yeah, if homeboy chose to follow me, I'm going to, like, wait and be like, dude.
I'm going to roll stealth and track you.
That's fine, but I mean, I'll see you at first and be like, hey, this is just for me, okay? And then you can do your thing and sneaky boy.
Okay. Go.
Thank you.
So you say that to him and you continue to walk.
I go to the little flower shop that's right there.
Right.
I purchase a very nice bouquet of flowers.
Okay.
Hang on one second. He just used his inspiration.
Yeah, I really wanted this. It didn't look good from here.
Well, it was not.
Still 60 well, I mean, stealth.
Yeah.
So, Sada, what was your stealth roll?
It was an 8 plus 8. So 16.
16, and that was with inspiration?
No. Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
What would I roll against that to
perception.
See? Perception.
Because you know 14, he's going to be
so fun. I might be like, what the fuck was that?
There are a couple points where Sada's like,
yes,
thing from Kronk, just yes. Like of like he's sitting there like, okay, he almost sees me.
Sneaking grease.
Okay, no, I'm good. So
then I'll walk over to the little graveyard that's right there.
Yeah.
And I'll walk in, go to the back, and put the flowers on the grave that's in the back corner. And sit there for a minute. And not too bad. Don't cry too bad. Just a little bit.
Aww.
Stand up. Shake it off.
Press the digitation, the tears away.
Yeah. And then start walking back to the train.
So, Sada, you saw him go into a graveyard, place flowers down at a grave, sit and cry for a little bit. You couldn't get close enough to see.
I'm going to let him pass, and then I'm going to go inspect the tombstone.
Roll a stealth. No, hold on. Yeah, you roll a stealth to let him pass, and BTB, you can roll perception.
That's better.
Ooh, I got a 2, almost a 20.
23 for me.
Yeah.
2.
All right. So.
I'm crying.
You know, just like it's you're crying, and then you're like, no, press the digitation. Then you keep crying, and you're like, I'm stuck.
Just try.
I'll ignore the tears.
So, Sada.
He doesn't know you're there.
He passes by.
And once he's far enough away, I'm going to go inspect the tombstone.
Okay. So.
You know everyone's secrets, you little fuck.
I'm a rogue.
At least he's not going to tell anybody, hopefully.
He doesn't know mine.
So, you walk yourself into the small graveyard. There are probably only like 15 to 20 graves here. You go over to the one that has the fresh flower bouquet laid at it, and you see that the name is worn away. Like, the inscription is worn away. But you can certainly try to investigate and find out what it says.
Put a piece of paper over it and draw.
We'll definitely paper and investigate charcoal. It. I'm not going to investigate it very well. Six.
Paper and charcoal, dude.
So a six.
I don't have that stuff with me.
So it simply says,
I'm pretty sure I do.
Here lies Mitch, and there's a sub-inscription on it that you can't quite read. You could continue trying to investigate, but that's all it says. It says, here lies Mitch, and then a sub-inscription that you cannot.
Can I give it one more try?
I'll let you give it one more try.
Awesome. Nope. It's going to be a nine.
Boy.
It's going to be a nine. All you get is, he was.
God damn it.
And damn was he.
Here lies Mitch. He was, and then another couple words that you can't tell. It could be one word. It could be a couple words. You're really not sure. It's worn away enough, and you're not good enough at this to really tell. You could bring someone else to try, but you can't get it.
I'll just keep it in mind for later. I'll just have to ask him.
Don't we have these Sparkle Boys?
You do have inspiration.
Already used it.
Use it.
Oh, that's right. You did just use it. Someone else can grant it if you really want to know for this, but...
Again, I can just ask him about Mitch later on. I'll just...
Fair enough.
Casually drop and be like, hey,
you used your inspiration.
You remember Mitch? Yeah, he's
hilarious. All right, so...
I forgot what I used it for, but I used
it. YOLO. There you go, buddy.
Demi's giving it to me.
All right.
And it's not a whole lot better.
Wow, dude.
Why?
13?
Can't have mine.
13?
It is better.
I will give you one more word. He was my.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I should detect clues.
I can infer enough that I'm
here lies Mitch. He was my.
I can infer enough from here that I know.
So, what would you like to do?
I'm back in the train.
I'm going back to the train.
Back to the train? Alright, so BTB, you get on the train.
Do I have my own car?
No.
Like a little, like in, like room?
Nope.
Jesus.
You guys, there's one car with all of the people crammed onto it, mm-hmm. and one car that has like the cart. And
you need to buy a new car to add to this thing. Definitely.
You guys are welcome to add to it, so.
Hell yeah.
I also wanted to just like drop off a letter to my uncle and just be like, hey, I'm still alive. And just like a super brief, like, this is what happened. We're still like going places, we like that kind of stuff.
Okay, so then you write down that you put down his address in a Bomato and put it in the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody else want to do anything basic quick before the train departs from Konbusuna?
I'll take off my pirate outfit, but I'll keep the hat on.
Do you have clothes under there? Jesus, dude.
Well, yeah, I put it over.
No, I'm kidding. You put it over your armor.
That's uncommon, amazing. Uncommon
says the person who put a chili cook-off shirt over there.
Uncommon says the hat's not terrible. The rest of it's. Ugh.
Can I at least keep the jewelry?
Dad, she just sighs.
She just sighs and then rolls her eyes.
Yes! And I'm actually going to do one other
That's
thing.
That's not a no.
Okay.
I'm going to take out a piece of parchment and my inkwell.
Okay.
And I'm going to write a quick letter. And put it in an envelope and stamp it with a black rose to put it in the mail.
All right.
You sneaky fuck.
The train departs. So
I know. Ariel's supposed to be the goth boy.
The train departs to move south along the coastline.
South?
Yes.
Surf?
Surf?
It begins to move.
I thought you said weast.
Yeah, I was thinking something.
It begins to move south along the coastline. The sun begins to rise in the morning early enough. With all of you on a train, you weren't sleeping great this first night on the train. And so you all are kind of waking up with sunrise. Fen always wakes up with sunrise. But
you're all refreshed and rest are sleeping.
And Sato doesn't have an issue sleeping at all. So, I mean, I would have to wake up because everyone else is making noise. But
I feel dirty because I want to be asleep. Like, I sleep late.
I feel like it was stolen from me.
Yeah.
There.
A beautiful sleep.
There comes a point where Bryant comes back and says, all right, everyone's going to have to hold on because there seems to be some trouble now that there's light out. And At this point, once you start to look out the windows, you can see that trees are scorched and there are giant, like, craters in the beach along everything else. Yes, yes, Demi?
Are the trees, like...
Go on!
Are the trees badly mangled?
Some of them.
Does it look like something flew into them?
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
No.
God damn it.
As the train is moving, you begin to hear the beating of wings in the distance.
The Bifong.
These wings are much larger. Much bassier.
It's lit in here.
Ariel out to the base.
Ariel sees this, freaks out, and looks outside to see.
Well, we can't see anything, we just hear things.
I'm still gonna try to see. Okay. If it's something that I'm afraid of, then
the train begins to speed up. He goes back and says, "Okay, we're gonna have to try and outrun this thing."
I'm sorry, what?
Wait, what? What are we?
What thing?
Wait, what?
What? Are there any refreshments on this thing? Or...
BTB, please.
Let me work on they make it.
I pass in my water skin.
Oh, thank God.
There's
this is lukewarm.
It's been it on me.
It
disgusting. I give it back to you.
There is no easy way to put this. There's a dragon that has been living on the coastline here, and I think it's nearby.
Oh.
Ariel immediately goes pale, and...
You mean more pale than he already was?
Yeah,
because I'm a moon now, so I just get...
Pasty boy.
Yeah, you can clearly tell that he's not happy, so he tries to hide.
Where?
Like, grab a blanket or something.
A blanket? Throw a blanket over it!
World's most strongest shield. When you're like... So.
Ignorance.
Five.
It's one of those, like... weighted blankets.
BTBs.
I got this from Kickstarter.
No, you got it from BTB, right?
No, it's one of those. Son? It's one of the little dog jackets that you get for them.
Like, oh, from
yeah, like little milk bones.
Yeah,
on
we
don't.
And we was in the fundest one. It's fireworks on the 4th of July. I'm scared.
Anyway.
So I'm just going to refer to Bryant as B from now on. So B, uncomfortably turn this to the fastest speed you can get it to and just go.
Oh, okay.
Are there windows?
And some coffee would
there are windows, yes.
Can I like roll them down or push them out?
You can like push them up and then like stick your head out and look. It's like an old fashioned passenger train.
Yeah,
car.
That's what I was like, can I crank them? How do they work?
It's like a bus window.
Windows.
Oh, okay.
Work?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a bus window. So you can like lift it up and like stick your head out and...
Just my head?
You can probably fit like a shoulder out.
Okay.
But the train begins to like accelerate in a kind of lurch forward as the train speeds up and starts to go faster. Are any of you going to stick your heads out the window?
I am visibly uncomfortable with all these people smushing on me.
I know Damo was out there, and I'm not going to. I'm going to find an uncomment, and I'm going to hold on to her tight.
I probably would, right. Because I'm... Ugh.
BTB's like...
Smells like others.
He, like, opens the window, sticks his head out, just... Ah, I can breathe.
It smells like the public in here.
BTB, so you stick your head out for just a little bit of fresh air. Looking around, you look up behind you and see the silhouette of a dragon... beating its wings with the... there's not a lot of light since it's still just about sunrise. But looking up, you can't tell whether it's black or blue. But...
But it's far away. So,
it's on a path towards...
I'm just saying, like, with the distance it is away, I could assume it's a big-ass dragon.
Probably.
What color is it?
Hell nah.
We don't know yet.
What color is it?
We don't know yet.
I'm going to stick my head back in and be like, I guess this is better.
Fan, are you going to look out?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to...
Then why don't you make a knowledge of nature check?
Nature?
Yes.
You
I didn't get to do this.
Scaredy boy. You know what it is.
I also stuck my head out.
But...
All
right.
Nature?
Yes.
Book.
It's a 15.
I didn't know.
Oh, nature check?
Yeah.
That's going to be a non-natural 20 for me.
Okay.
It's a 15 for me.
So... It's a 7. Fen, you can tell that that dragon, you can tell that that dragon is either a adult or a young adult. You're not sure which. And Sato,
looking for the ladder.
And then Sato, by looking at it, you can also tell from the like the silhouette and the way that the wings are shaped and the kind of like horn coming off of the nose of the dragon that this is a blue dragon.
Shit. I'm gonna go talk to B. I don't care if you have to break this machine, make it go
as
faster.
As you're in there, like, you come in and you can see that, like, there are gauges that are, like, starting to have steam come out from behind them, and it looks like he's putting everything he can into this.
Is there anything I can do to help?
You have some, like, brilliant technologist or something, because unless...
In a factory.
Kind of. Well,
that's fucked up. You're under a blanket. Fuck off.
Yeah, no, he says that to Sato, the only one that realizes he was there for that.
I'll let that one slide.
He looks at, he's like, I'm just being serious, man. If she was here, it would have helped.
I'll let that slide.
I'm not there.
Yeah, no, Fed, you're not there.
Because there are two others that would be very displeased at seeing you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know. And he, like, continues to push everything as hard as he can. Even so...
Oh my god, Captain.
Even so...
That's what I did.
The dragon is getting closer. And closer.
That's a whole lot.
I'm gonna talk to Ariel.
What's up?
Be like, you're nature boy, what is this? Why are you hiding under a goddamn blanket?
Fen. It's a blue dragon. That's all you need to know.
Okay, well, nature boy, no shit about fucking
I take off my blanket,
shit.
You can clearly tell that I am, like, on the verge... of pissing my pants. And Ario is terrified.
I'm gonna grab Ariel.
What are you doing?
Pull him by the shirt.
Right.
And I'm gonna, like, stick him near a window. Start shooting at it.
And then he just starts peeing.
Sticks him near a window.
Roll up, piss your pants.
And all of a sudden, yeah, you stand up near the window and all of a sudden your feet start getting wet for some reason.
No.
I was gonna say, He's wearing a gigantic pair of pants. He's good.
No, he took all that stuff off.
I look outside, I see the dragon, and I begin to whimper.
Roll a nature check, nature boy.
He's not Ric Flair. Stop calling him nature boy.
It's
like a third nine tonight.
That's a 13.
That's a 13?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want it to be better than that.
Okay, well.
Stop trying to position it. It's not going to work.
just
blast it.
There we go.
17.
17? All right. Because you are a ranger, I'm giving you a little bit more info from a 17 than I would to the others. Also, because you're terrified of these, you would know a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
That's a young adult blue dragon. Young adult blue dragons are incredibly territorial. And something like a train blasting through its territory is going to seem like some kind of rival predator, which means it's going to attack with extreme prejudice.
So I slowly take my head out of the window. My legs are still shaking, and I tell them, so that is a young adult, very territorial.
Knew it.
It's better than adult.
And it's blue?
No, they're very, very, very territorial. And us, in a train, driving through its territory, it sees us as a threat.
Yeah,
but we won't be here long.
It doesn't care.
I mean, do you think it'll, like, follow us?
Yeah, how long do you think... its territory, it considers in length.
Would I know that?
Dragons' territories usually are done in square miles. So,
I mean, the train can travel pretty fast. So.
Either we find a way to distract it, or...
I'll say this one. This train, at the kind of point that it is, since this is also, like, the daimyo sending him, like, hey, I'm going to send him my shitty train. So, this one's probably going, like, 60 miles per hour.
But isn't that the flying speed of a dragon? Or is it, like, way more than that?
Dragon flies really fast.
Okay, I didn't know.
But
because that's the base flying speed of. It's not.
You are trying to do so much math today.
Yeah, I'm not good at it. It's one of the. It's
but
not.
You're the one
it's a dragon-like thing. It's not a wyvern. No, or maybe because it's not
100%,
a wyvern. It's like it's a dragon-like thing.
It has a fly speed of 80 feet, so 160 feet in 6 seconds.
That's Which what is... I wasn't 100%, but that's what I thought. It was like 80 for young, and I think adult flies 120.
Like 120, yeah. Okay, maybe I'm just thinking of like
baby dragons or something.
Baby dragons.
Dragon.
Dragons.
Well, the one thing's for sure. We're real glad it's not an adult dragon. Yeah, dude. The countryside would have already been vaporized.
Oh my god,
with
yeah.
us.
Well.
Lightning all over.
Yeah, that's actually something that we'll get to in just a second. So yeah, the train is going about 60 miles per hour, pushed to its limit right now. And it, Sato, from you being in there, doesn't look like things are going well up in the, like, locomotive compartment. So he's, like, shoveling coal into the engine as quickly as he can to try and make everything work here. But it's not going very well up here. And he doesn't think it can get much faster. In the meanwhile, the dragon is swooping and gaining on you guys.
Distance-wise, how far is it from
you? How far is it from you guys? It's hard to tell because you're still not sure the exact size of it, but probably about 1,000 feet, maybe more.
Hmm.
It's gaining as quickly as it can, and...
Is anybody going to shoot at it?
Not from this distance. We're not even going to make an arrow anywhere near it.
Oh, yeah, because it's like that. Well, I mean, when it gets closer, is anybody going to...
Yeah.
I can get it from...
I think when Fen, like, forces Ario, he'll probably do something.
Well, I'm
I think BCB can get it once it's, like, on top of us.
I'm going to bless everybody.
I feel like, if anything, he's going to try to find some way to
distract it. Because I don't have anything, but I can help y'all.
That doubles your distance, and I think your spells do 120. So you have 240. So basically on top of us.
As it moves,
I can help y'all, but I can't do distant shit. So.
It continues getting closer and closer to the point where you can finally start taking pot shots at it with disadvantage because you're like hanging out a window that's going 60 miles per hour backwinds, and it's going to be a difficult shot. As it gets close, though, it fires its first breath that like sweeps alongside the train. It's this giant line of lightning where the ground just whoosh, bursts up alongside the train.
I'm not immune to that. Or resistant to that.
Not even a little bit.
Nope. Acid and fire. Can we stick to that, please?
Yes.
Maybe?
Acidic fire?
Yeah. Oh. We can make that work. We should try that.
As you guys are trying to start to get away, there then comes a lurch and the train starts to screech on its brakes.
What the fuck? B, what's going on?
He like comes back like flustered and just like, there's a giant hole in the tracks.
Like, oh my god.
Comes forward and just starts pulling on the brakes as hard as he can again, and it lurches really hard.
I'm gonna go help him pull on the brakes.
Make a strength check. Okay. Help assist him.
Girl.
Damn.
What'd you get, Fen?
Two. So it's like a five.
Got a two. So you're...
It's just my strength, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So,
a little early in the morning.
You're pulling as hard
as
you can.
It's pretty late for me, actually.
You're pulling as hard as you can on the brakes, and it's
really
not...
My hands are slippery.
Your hands are slippery. It's more that, like, with as hard as he's pulling and putting all his body weight into it, there's not much more that you can do to help apply brake pressure.
I can't, like, grab anywhere. I'm like...
Yeah, you're trying. You're just like, I'm trying to help, but you're not letting me help. So... The train is screeching to a halt to the point where he kind of goes back and says, hold on!
Hold on to your butts.
Beep.
Yeah. The train hits a point where now you can tell, like, there's a rumble and then it's not on track anymore. And the train kind of slides a little ways forward. And then...
About to break it.
It stops. Like, it slowed down enough that it gets just off the tracks. It probably gets about... two of the carts off the tracks, and then stops.
Are we in,
at
like
which
a
point,
woodsy area?
Is it in the forest?
Not really.
Its vision's based on movement.
You guys have a beach on one side.
Oh, shit.
About 20 feet between the, like, this area where the sand starts and it goes down. There's, like, grassy land. The train tracks about 80 feet out to where there's forest.
Fuck.
I can help.
But the very first person that would... hop out, because I mean someone's gonna have to get out to look at this. Who would be hopping out of the train?
I probably would.
I was supposed to say probably me too.
Just because I don't want to fucking be on here with
all
you people
also,
to die.
Like, I don't want anyone else like that can't fight hopping out. Just be like, right. Just taking the fucking thing. Don't say anything. Like,
your interests are noble. Mine are not wanting to be smooshed when I die by these weirdos.
You don't want to be smushed, really?
By ugly, weird people.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So once you guys hop out of the train, you see that this area has like two or three other derailed trains, like off to the side that are... They're ripped apart with the boxcars. There are scorched skeletons around. But you also see this huge pile of gold.
Oh.
You see this huge pile of like coins and gems.
Oh no, this is its hoard.
We're in the wrong place. Yeah.
What you can see is that this like kind of clearing area between the like break in the train tracks, you can see where it like took its claws and ripped the train tracks to the side and kind of made its little home. Up to its area too, it has a bunch of sand like brought up, and there's just this sandy pit in the center between everything else. Like, once you guys see this, it swoops by once again and just lets out this massive roar at the train and everything else, and it swoops and it starts to make a really wide banking turn.
How close does it swoop?
It swoop? When it flies by, I mean, it flies out quite a ways and then turns its swoop, kind of stands and has itself.
I love the word swoop. Let's say
swoop again.
That is like one of my favorite words, swoop. Not gonna lie.
It does a swooping bank turn. Once it finally is facing you guys, it stops and just in air beating its wings. It lets out a massive roar and then begins to swoop down towards the engine and towards the rest of the party.
I'm out.
And that's where we'll end this episode of Character Flaw. So where can they find you on social media, guys?
Josh is at BT Balthazar on Twitter.
Tristan is on Twitter at TristanDimitri7.
RC can be found at The Cold Twat on Twitter.
And Demi is at Him and Dem on Twitter.
And you can find Charles at DapperJackal on Twitter. You can also find all of us at DapperJackal.com. And there you can find a couple different things. For those of you that are interested in what's going on with the Mitch situation, I'm going to work with Josh and get a interesting little thing posted up about that, which I will trust that my actors here will not read.
Nope.
I'm not going to.
But anyway... Until next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was a bummer one.